you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
Let's pray. God, we just thank you for your word today. And Lord, we thank you for what's gone before. Thank you for that word from Julia and from Andy. And Father, you bring all things together. And so, Lord, I pray that your spirit is upon what I speak. And Lord, that it's not my words, but your words. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. Okay, so today I would like to talk to you about listening. Are you a good listener? So I ask you that question. Are you a good listener? Are you ready to listen? Yes? Yes, Pat? Pat's always ready to listen. She's all over it. So listening is probably the most powerful tool in communication and affects us every day in all of our relationships, unless, of course, all you do is talk. So this was kind of inspired probably a little bit by the messages that I did on the gifts of the Spirit, but also on Nick's message on becoming childlike, and she said some things in that were really powerful about listening like a child. And as well on Andy's message about milk or meat. And I just love that whole aspect that, you know, at times, you know, in our lives, as we're, you know, little kids, we grow and we eat, we have milk, and then we go to eat meat. And it's part of what it is with our Christian walk. You know, we listen to certain things when we're younger Christians, and as we mature, we can get deeper things. And so today, I want to ask the question, are you listening? And Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 5, if we can put that on the screen. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver, seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. Do you remember some of the things that your parents possibly used to say to you? When you consider this scripture, my child, listen to what I say. Do you remember when your parents used to say to you, not that they ever said it to me, but this is what I heard said to other kids, how many times do I have to say it for you to listen? Or something like, not so kind, are your ears painted on? Or why didn't you listen the first time? Or what is it about no that you don't understand? There's probably some others there. Now, the other night at home was about 9:30 and was time. Well, one of my boys was in bed, but the other two were up. And by the way, I was speaking to Dave Reardon last night, Dave and Ann Reardon last night. I was speaking to them, and they've got this weird rule that if a child, one of the children in their family gets mentioned in a sermon, the child gets 50 cents if they get mentioned in a sermon. I think one of my boys is in church today. You got no chance of getting any money about this story, I can tell you that now. So anyway, we're just about to go to bed, 9:30 at night, and one of my boys says, Dad, I think it's time to take you down. And in our lounge room, we've got a couple of couches, but one's a two-seater couch and it's got fairly wide arms on them, fairly wide arms. And so I said to him, no, you're not going to do that. It's too late. And so from that point, they didn't listen to me. And one sat on one arm of the chair and one sat on the other arm of the chair, and I was sitting in the middle. And I looked up at either of them and I said, "You didn't hear me." I said, "We're not playing this game." At to what point they still didn't listen and they began to poke me. They began to poke me. Both of them began to poke me. And then from that point, one of them grabbed my nose. Have you ever had someone grab your nose as hard as they possibly can and then pull it like that? Well, both of them did that. And I said, "You're not listening. This is not happening." And so at that point, they both jumped on top of me, both of them, thinking that they were going to take the big bear down. And so a scuffle took place right there and then. And what happened during the scuffle is it ended up looking like this. And so I called out to Claudia, "Quick, get the phone and get a photo." And it's about at this point they're going, "No, don't take a photo, don't take a photo." And you can see who won the fight and what happens, boys. You there, Caleb? Where's Caleb? Is he here? What happens when you don't listen? You can tell your brother about this, and you're not getting any money from me either, by the way. So this is one of the things that happens when we don't listen. And they still, they're still trying. It'll be a while yet. So anyway, we can take that down. My notes have got out of order here. That's what happens when you try to be too funny. Excuse me for a moment. I think we're there. There's a story of Franklin Roosevelt that he often endured long receiving lines at the White House. Now, you know what a receiving line is, so he'd stand there and people would come past and shake his hand. And so he was, he complained that no one really listened to him, and so that they didn't pay attention to what he said. And one day during a reception, he decided to try an experiment. And to each person who passed down the line and shook his hand, he murmured, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." And the guests responded with phrases like, "Marvellous," "Keep up the good work," "We're proud of you," "God bless you, sir." And it wasn't till the very end of the line, while greeting the ambassador from Bolivia, that his words were actually heard and nonplussed. The ambassador from Bolivia leaned over and quietly whispered into his ear, "I'm sure she had it coming." So, listening is a really important thing. Now, I was listening to my wife, Claudia, the other day, as I always listen to her. It's very important to listen to her. And she said, "Are you going to show the difference between hearing and listening when you speak?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I've got it all sorted, but yeah, look, I'll try and show the difference between hearing and listening." So we've got this clip here from Seinfeld, and I just want you to see if you can find the difference between hearing and listening. Are we right, Anna? Good job.
Yeah, come in.
Just wanted to let you know he's got about 5 minutes.
Yep, yep. Jerry, 5 minutes. Now that's a great looking shirt. Hi, Captain. Yeah. I'm glad I ironed it. It's perfect. Look at it. It's fantastic.
Kramer, how am I going to wear this? I can't wear this.
Hey, this looks better than anything you own. You know, in 2 months' time, everybody's going to be wearing the pirate look. Yeah.
Hi, Kramer. Guess what? I just saw Brian Gumbel. He said he might help out at the benefit.
Great. shirt. Look at it, huh? What do you think? Is it cool or what?
Why are you wearing this now?
Why am I wearing it now? I'll tell you why I'm wearing it now. Because the low talker asked me to, that's why. And I said yes. Do you know why? Because I couldn't hear her.
When did she ask you this?
When we were at dinner, when Kramer went to the bathroom.
I didn't hear anything.
No, of course not! Nobody hears anything when this woman speaks.
Well, you can't wear that on the show.
Well, you want to stuff it.
What? No, Jerry, you are promoting a benefit to clothe homeless people. You can't come out dressed like that. You're all puffed up. You look like the Count of Monte Cristo.
I have to wear it. The woman has orders for this shirt based on me wearing it on TV. They're producing them as we speak.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be a compassionate person that cares about poor people. You look like you're gonna swing in on a chandelier.
Okay, let's go. Is that what you're wearing?
Okay. Do we get the picture? Listening is being attentive to what is being spoken. He couldn't listen because he couldn't actually hear. But it's important that we listen to what is being spoken or what is on the page in front of us. Here's some quotes for you. As they come up, we can just go, "Wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you'd have preferred to talk." Second one, "No man ever listened himself out of a job." I love that one. Takes a moment to think about it. "The biggest communication problem is that we do not listen to understand. We listen to reply." This is probably my favourite. If we can just hold that for a minute, Anna. This is probably my favourite. "It's a rare person who wants to hear what he doesn't want to hear." The word "listen" contains the same letters as the word "silent." They're so powerful. So if we give one more, which I haven't put up there, that's this one. And it's by a guy by the name of Larry King, who was a television presenter. I don't know whether you've ever been this person or been on the other end of this, but he says this: "When you talk to him, he looks at you and grins and grins and nods and appears to be the world's best listener until you realise he's not listening at all." Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of the arrogant fool who rejects God's wisdom is right in his own eyes, but a wise and prudent man is he who listens to counsel." Proverbs 18:13, "He who answers before he hears the facts, it is folly and a shame to him." And James 1:19 says, "Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters, let everyone be quick to hear." We've heard this before. "Be a careful, thoughtful listener." This is the Amplified Version. "Slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, and forgiving." But hear that, be a careful, thoughtful listener. People say that they want to hear from God, or struggle to hear God. But are they actually listening? Remember, it's a relationship we're talking about here. Like any relationship, God wants to be near us. And as he listens to us, it's probably more important that we listen to him. It's such an important aspect in our relationship to God. Sometimes we might be a person who prays a lot of prayers, does a lot of talking to God about what we want and what we need, but are we actually listening to to what he has, which is the best for us. It's probably the most important thing we can do in our relationship with God. If we have a look at John 10, verses 2 to 5 and 16 to 27. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. This is really interesting. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. I have often sheep, and this is verse 16, I have often sheep that are not of this pen, I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. And we see in verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they will follow me. Some of the things that really stand out to me there, obviously they listen to the voice, but he's leading them and they're following. He's not pushing them. He's leading and they're following. They know his voice, but they can also recognize a stranger's voice because they know his voice. Are you listening today? And if you were to rate yourself as a listener, and Claudia asked me this last night because I was listening to her again. If you put a school mark on your listening, you're listening, A, B, C, D, or E, how good are you listening? How good a listener are you? Are you an A listener? You a B listener? You a C? I think we can all do better at listening. Where do you rate yourself? I'm not going to ask you to talk amongst yourselves because there'll be some undermarked marks and overinflated marks there, I'm sure. So how and where do we listen or to hear from God? How do we listen to God? Well, there's the Bible, which is his word, particularly Jesus' life. But the whole Bible is about Jesus' life. It's Jesus encapsulated. We can hear him through creation. I remember a time when we were away on our six-month trip, and we were free camping, and we pulled into this spot because one of the free camps was absolutely packed. It was chockers. And I said to someone, have you seen any other camps around? He said, oh, just up the road, there's this clearing. You drive in, it's clearing. It was quite a scary thing to be out in the middle of nowhere in the Northern Territory after you hear some of the stories and the films around. But we went into this open clearing, and I can remember as the sun went down, there was this lone tree across the clearing. And I just looked up and I could see, you know, I could see the sun setting, but also I could see the moon as well. And it was just a beautiful picture. And I could really remember God speaking into my heart that night just through his creation. The Bible says that he speaks through his creation. God speaks through other people, whether it be someone like me standing up here bringing a message, or whether it be in conversation after church or through the week. He speaks through other people, and he speaks through our thoughts. The still, small voice. God speaks. Are you listening? Are you listening to God? See, the Holy Spirit brings all these things alive. See, a thought can be just a thought, or a scripture can be just writing on the page, but he sent the Holy Spirit to bring these things alive, to help us discern and understand the voice of God? Are you listening? Communication is at its best when listening is occurring in any relationship. A lack of listening is often at the center of communication breakdown. So here's just a handful of things that affect our listening. So if you can put those things up there, not going to take too long this morning to do this, but there's some really things that, and this is just things that, like I've said before, it's not an exhaustive list, but there's some things that I had a real sense that were important. A handful of things that affect our listening. When we listen with distractions, when we listen to other voices, when we listen with bias, when we listen when it suits, when we listen to half the story, when we listen with an untrained ear, and when we listen defensively. So I just want to quickly run through them. And so the first one is when we listen with distractions. And Jules showed me an awesome video this week. Thanks, Jules. And I'm not going to play it this morning. But it was a lady who she was just talking into the camera, and she was saying how, you know, you're trying to have a conversation with someone and they've got their phone up to their ear, or they're doing this and they're saying, yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I'm getting what you're saying. And they're getting half of what you're saying. They're getting none of what you're saying because they're distracted. Distractions come in many forms. Don't make excuses about distractions. Distractions are put there by you. You don't have to have distractions. Invariably, just a simple one. You know, if you're spending your quiet time in front of the TV with your favourite movie going, you're probably going to be distracted. Distractions are put by us. And so be wary of that. Be wary in any relationship. I know it drives Claudia nuts. You know what the worst question you get as a husband, wife, is when you haven't been listening, or, you know, your head's on the pillow and you're nearly falling asleep and you get the question, so what did I say in my last sentence? Or the sentence before that. And you go, gee, I hope I get this right. But distractions are put in place by us. So the second one was we listen to other voices. Now, other voices can be really positive. There's lots of other voices around at the moment. There's many voices around that you can listen to. But don't believe everything you hear from others. There are ways of knowing and understanding whether it's gospel, so to speak. And one of the things that I can remember, it was almost day one or day two when I started here on staff, and it's probably something that Pastor Oxley said to Graham, and it's something that Graham drummed into me when I started here on staff, was, okay, well, if you're not sure, what does the Word say? What does the Word of God say? Get a backing of it. If it sounds twisted, it probably is. Understand, get a backing for the voices that you're hearing. Careful who you listen to. John 10:5, which we read before, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. It's fairly familiar scripture in terms of what we've had from the platform here before. It's five verses before probably a scripture you've heard more than any other scripture in this place. The thief comes to steal, to kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and life to the full. Careful who you're listening to. The third one is we struggle with our listening when we listen with bias. And I think this is a massive one. I think this is huge. We listen with bias. We might read the Word of God, but we listen because of our, and we read it through our hurts, through previous things that have gone on in our life. And so we say, well, I'm not going to listen to that because that didn't work out for me. But in actual fact, let's see what God is actually saying through that. You see, people have a bias in their word on things like who God is because of their own experience, because of the parent relationship experience that they've had, the earthly parent relationship. And so they put that on God and they say, that's who God is. God is a loving Father. If you don't know that today, the Word of God that I read says that He's a loving Father. People have, you know, they listen with bias on things like money because of their experience. They listen with bias on things like church leadership because of the experience that they've had. Or they listen with bias on things like marriage because of the experience that they've had. I've spoken to people before and, you know, they don't like scriptures about, you know, where the Bible says, you know, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Or they don't like scriptures like, wives, submit to your husband because of the experience that they've had. But what's the Word of God actually saying? Are you listening? Are you listening? So the next one is, we listen when it suits. I think that's a fairly common in all our lives. Life's been going great. Living it my way. It's working my way, and then things take a turn for the worst. And then we do this. We get the Bible and we go, what's the scripture say? Let's hope it suits our situation. Oh no, that one's no good. Hang on. That's not telling me what I want to hear. What's it? Oh, fair dinkum. That's not any good. Hang on a minute. Oh, that's no good either. And what about that? Oh, that's harsh. Oh, man, I can't find anything. I can't find it. Doesn't suit my situation. Just remember, God's in it for the long term, not the short term. Prodigal son. Classic situation. I was chatting with someone through the week about this, and the prodigal son came back because he ran out of money and he was struggling. He came back when it suited. Now, God sorted the issue, he did, but he came back when it suited him. So we listen when it suits. And this is one of my favourites. We listen, we only listen to half the story. Oh, the Word of God is classic on this one. But have you ever seen an interview on TV or seen someone interviewed and you see the full interview and then you read a newspaper article the next day about the interview and they've taken one thing that someone's spoken and they've made it sound totally different to what you've heard? We get a lot of that these days. Watch even what you watch because they can, you know, cut clips and everything like that. Watch what you read though. Don't believe everything you read. Get your comfort and your base from God's Word. But it's interesting in the full story. If we can go to this scripture in James, there's a line in that scripture which at the right time we all like to speak, and it's in verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And sometimes we like to say, resist the devil, and he will flee. And the way your life's been going, you've kind of been dealing with some of these other things. But if we have a look in James 4, verses 1 to 10, it says, where do wars and fights come from among you? So you're in the middle of a fight with someone and you're fighting with someone and you say, resist the devil and he will flee from you. It says, do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enemy with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy to God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy, but he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. There's about five or six one-liners in this scripture that people quote. And it says in 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Read the full story. Don't go with half the story. Are you listening today? Number 6, the untrained ear. And I can tell you this morning, I woke up at about 6:30 and I couldn't get this one out of my head. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's for a couple of people here today, but the untrained ear. In 1 Samuel 3, verse 10, it says this, and it's a famous story in the Bible. It says, then the Lord came and stood and called as the previous time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for your servant is listening. I don't know whether you know this story, but Samuel was in the temple. It was getting towards night and he was in the temple, lying in the temple near the ark. And he heard someone call his name and he listened and he got up and he went to Eli and he said, Eli, what do you want? And Eli said, I'm not calling you. And he went back. He heard again, Samuel, Samuel. He thought, Eli's called me again. Must be losing it. So he went to Eli and said, what's going on here, Eli? You keep calling me. And he said, no, I'm not calling you. And Eli gave an instruction to go and listen carefully. And he said to him to say about your servant is listening. Are you listening today? Are you listening? Speak, for your servant is listening. So to tie up today, as we have a look at those things, a handful of things that affect our listening. When we listen with distractions, when we listen to other voices, when we listen with bias, when we listen when it suits, we listen to half the story, we listen with an untrained ear, and we listen defensively. It's really important. I want to give you three things just to finish off now. Three things that are important in listening. Two of them require time, which we haven't got a lot of in our lives today. The first one is be still, be quiet. You want to listen to God, you want to hear his voice. For God alone, my soul waits in silence and quietly submits to him. For my hope is from him. It takes time. Turn the TV off. Put the distractions away. Put your experiences and biases behind you. For God alone, my soul waits in silence and quietly submits. The second one, be patient. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Wait. Are you listening? You got to wait. Sometimes you got to wait for a reply. Sometimes you got to wait. And that's time. The last one, Be humble. For the reward of humility, that is having a realistic view of one's importance, don't overinflate yourself, and the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. When you listen to God, don't think you know it all. Be teachable, be humble, that he may know more than what you know. You think you have been on this earth for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. It's like that saying with kids, you know, the old, like kids get to about 20 and their parents don't know anything. Kids get to 30 and they go, the older I get, the smarter my parents get. Be humble. You're dealing with a God who's been here for eternity. He might know best. Humble yourselves. Believe what he says. If we can have the team up to finish, I'd like to finish with I exalt thee if we can, but I just want to finish with one last scripture which I didn't have, and God gave, it was one of the scriptures I had, and I had a real sense God wanted to bring it this morning. There's no point listening if you're going to close your mind off and not do anything with it. James 1:22 says this, but prove yourselves, if you've got your scripture there in the Bible, open it, get it on your phones, don't be distracted, but get it on your phones, James 1:22. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts and not merely listeners. I just want to add this at the end. I'm talking about listening today, but don't just listen. And not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning. Study it. Get understanding of it. That's what the first scripture we talked about. Get understanding. Search it out. That's all part of listening. Don't listen to reply. Listen to understand. Deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. Are you listening? Could I get everyone to stand? Father, we just thank you for your word today. Lord, I pray that we would be encouraged to listen. We'd be encouraged to listen to the full story. We'd be encouraged to listen attentively. Lord, whatever those points up on the board, whatever one relates to us as individuals, Lord, I pray that we would, even if it's one thing that we take today, whether it's just to take a bit more time to be quiet or to be still or to be humble, Lord, I pray that you would continue to speak into our hearts. We're listening, God. We want to be better listeners. We want a stronger relationship with you. So, Lord, speak into our midst, we pray. Speak into our hearts as individuals. Speak into our families, into our situations. As difficult as some of those are, let's not be confused by other voices or the experiences we've been through, but get understanding of what you would have for our lives, because you want life for us. And so we just give you thanks that we would be guided today and through the week and the weeks and months ahead, that we would listen. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.